ABC Radio Australia.
Tribal fighting is a reality of life in Papua New Guinea's highlands and one that's been occurring for generations. But observers say that today's combatants generally no longer respect the traditional customs that once regulated how tribal warfare was conducted. So a pilot project in the Western Highlands province is hoping to change that by getting community leaders to draw up a list of traditional fighting rules. They prohibit the targeting of non-combatants, so that's often generally women and children, also public property and fighting in public places, as Liam Fox reports.
Modern weaponry has changed the nature of tribal fighting in PNG's highlands.
When they fought with bows and arrows and axes, it was close contact fighting, so they risked their lives. But now with guns, they can shoot people from far off, so I think it's made them a bit brave to raid other villages.
Gabriel Kiap was once a tribal leader and in his youth was involved in tribal fighting. He's now the executive manager of local government affairs at the Western Highlands Provincial Government. He says traditional customs once regulated the conduct of tribal fighting.
They used to send a message to the warring tribe that we'll meet at this particular time at this place, so we'll challenge there. So both parties came to that place and they fought.
But those traditional rules of combat have been forgotten or are ignored.
Now, men with guns, they don't notify their warring clans. They kind of raid the villages, early mornings, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, or sometimes, And then the effects of that when they fight, innocent people are affected.
In a bid to limit the collateral damage, the International Committee of the Red Cross has helped community leaders in the Nebelyer district draw up a list of 15 traditional rules of fighting. 34 local government councillors agreed to respect and implement the rules, and at a signing ceremony witnessed by the provincial police commander earlier this month, they were made into law. The rules prohibit the targeting of non-combatants like women and children, the destruction of public property like schools, health facilities and roads, and the targeting of neutral tribes. Kakaba Kasaya from the Red Cross says the most important element of the new rules is that police will now step in if they are broken, where once they would have turned a blind eye.
The thing is that when it comes to the tribal fight, they say that it is a tribal issue, there is no investigation needed in this situation. If one of the rules been violated, police will investigate, and then it is already there in the criminal law.
Mr. Kiap says the Nebelyer district was chosen for the pilot program because fighting there not only affected locals but also people travelling through the area from neighbouring provinces.
Nebelyer was one tribal zone where people from Southern Islands and Hela and Enga were affected, although they were not involved in the fight, but as they passed through, They were involved at roadblocks and they lost their properties and money and all those stuff.
One tribal fight in Nebelyer has been going on since the 1970s. The new rules have only been in place for a few weeks, but Mr. Kiap says they've already had an impact.
Just recently, they stopped fighting. Most of them, they grew up fighting. And when we told them that we are getting this agreement for leaders to sign, most of them were happy.
It may seem strange to some that all this effort has been put into trying to reduce the impact of tribal fighting rather than eliminate the practice altogether. But Mr. Kasaya from the Red Cross says stamping out tribal fighting is not a realistic goal.
Unfortunately, we have to recognise that the fight is here. This way, when there are less destruction, when there are less people killed, to restore peace is much easier. Also that when councillors sit together and then they discuss together, it's already a step ahead towards peace. In this situation, I think this is the best possible what we could do.
Mr. Kiap agrees.
Fighting, you can't stop fighting. Some people, they get a bit emotional and they involve in those fights.
So in a way, tribal fighting is an unavoidable reality. The best you can do is try to limit the damage and the injury to unrelated persons as best you can.
Yes, yes, yes.